you daily for Anti-Friday the 13th. Dun, dun, dun.
Monday the 19th. Even scarier.
Okay.
I didn't mean 19th.
Wrong day? I have no idea. That's a Sunday even. I don't know what you're talking about. Hi. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com.
Who don't know what day it is.
Not everybody. Some of us do, and some of us try to keep it that way. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, the lady who's focused on other things, as you can tell, that there's the Flintstress.
You think you're so pretty? You're not going to be so pretty come prime time.
Okay, it's going to be fine, really. The half of the year is almost done. Think about it that way. Think about it that way. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
What did you expect, Peter Pan?
No, nothing that enjoyable and energetic. And what happened on this fine day? Yeah?
Well, in 1907, French inventor Paul Cornu flies the first helicopter. Well, the flight carries the vehicle roughly 1 foot off the ground. It only lasts 20 seconds, but still.
1928, Vladimir Zworykin is granted a patent for a color television imaging tube that employs cathode ray tubes and a screen composed of a mosaic of squares in three primary colors. Forget you, Farnsworth. This guy built the thing.
Right? And it worked for like years and years and years. That's how they did TV. 1952, Harvard's Paul Zoll becomes the first to use an electric shock to treat cardiac arrest. Clear.
1955, the first live U.S. television program originating from outside the continental United States is broadcast from Havana, Cuba. It was called Castro Days.
I thought you were going to say Havana, a good time.
Oh, that's even better. It's a much better joke. I should write that one down.
In 1957, Gordon Gould, doctoral research student at Columbia University and a former member of the Manhattan Project, completes the design of a light-emitting version of the microwave-emitting maser, which he names light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation, which is laser.
1971, the American space probe Mariner 9 becomes the first space probe to orbit another planet when it enters orbit around Mars.
In 1974, Atari releases Touch Me to arcades. In 77, the game will inspire the Simon handheld game. The game features four colored buttons and you select a sequence identical to the one shown.
1979, Robert Jarvik is granted a patent for an artificial heart.
Loved up. In 82, according to Twin Galaxies, Scott Safran, age 15, of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, sets a world record by scoring 41,336,440 points playing the Atari game Asteroids after playing the game for 53 hours and 4 minutes at the All-American Billiard Company in Newton, Pennsylvania, a record that lasted 25 years.
Which is kind of insane. The Viking 1 Mars lander ceases communications that same day because they decided to flip over and watch Asteroids.
In 90, the world's first web page is created and published online by Tim Berners-Lee. The page contained his notes, specifications for HTML, HTTP, and URI, along with other information related to his World Wide Web project.
1992, Sony Pictures Entertainment releases the horror film Bram Stoker's Dracula, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, starring Gary Oldman, Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Sadie Frost, Richard E. Grant, and Anthony Hopkins. That is a mixed bag.
Yeah. In 98, the discovery of 1,000th pulsar in our galaxy is announced by the Jodrell Bank Observatory at the University of Manchester.
Also in 98, the theatrical trailer for Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace premieres with the film Meet Joe Black, starring Brad Pitt, Anthony Hopkins, Claire Forlani. Many hardcore Star Wars fans pay full admission to see Meet Joe Black, only to leave after the trailer runs. Not me.
Wow.
Of the six films at the Springfield Mall Theater showing that trailer, it was the one film I decided I would stay for.
Okay.
So I didn't leave after the trailer.
In 2000, Yahoo launches the Yahoo Movies short film directory.
Only reason I did watch that film. 2003, genomics pioneer Craig Venter announces that his research group has successfully created an artificial virus by creating a synthetic genome and implanting it into a cell. The project is funded by the Department of Energy, which hopes to create microbes that could convert carbon dioxide to hydrogen, and nothing could possibly go wrong.
Of course. In 2007, on this day, Microsoft releases the Zune 80 portable media player.
That's why we still have that. Also, 2007, New York Times shifts from online pay content to ad-supported content. Huh?
In 2008, in the journal Science, a team of astronomers from the Lawrence Livermore National Library published the first photographs of a planet outside the solar system. An exoplanet to be captured in the visual spectrum using direct imaging.
2009, NASA announces it's discovered a significant amount of frozen water found on the moon, of all places. The agency hails the discovery as a significant step towards one day establishing a permanent lunar base. And that way we could start setting movies on the moon and it wouldn't be sci-fi.
There's Nazis on the moon.
Yeah, sadly. Birthdays?
Michael Copen is 35 from Scorpion King 2, Power Rangers Time Force, and That's So Raven.
Gerard Butler is 48 from Dracula 2000, 300, How to Train Your Dragon, Movie 43, Gods of Egypt, and Geostorm. There's a reason I picked those particular films.
Wow. Steve Zahn is 50, Crimson Tide, That Thing You Do, Sahara, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Neil Flynn is 57 from Scrubs, The Middle, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Whoopi Goldberg is 62 from Jumping Jack Flash, Ghost, Star Trek Next Generation, Lion King, Toy Story 3.
Frances Conroy, 64 from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Catwoman, Aviator, All-Star Superman, 6 Feet Under, and American Horror Story.
Joe Mantegna, 70, from Three Amigos, Godfather 3, Airheads, and Fat Tony on The Simpsons and Criminal Minds.
No longer with us, born in the state in 1715, Dorothea Rhea Erxelmann, German's first female medical doctor.
In 1850, Robert Louis Stevenson wrote Treasure Island, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
1906, Hermione Baddeley from Mary Poppins, The Aristocats, and The Secret of Nim.
Born in 1920, Jack Elam, Support Your Local Sheriff, Gunfighter, Cannonball Run, and Struck by Lightning.
That's some good stuff there. 1932, Richard Mulligan from Soap, Trail of the Pink Panther, Meatballs 2, because there was quite a few sequels, and Empty Nest. That man was damned funny.
He really was. On CBS tonight, we get a new Kevin Can Wait, Man with a Plan, Superior Donuts, 9JKL, and the team visits a Renaissance Festival on Scorpion.
Yay,
the smartest show on TV.
Verily. ABC, it's a new Dancing with the Stars, followed by The Good Doctor.
On NBC, we get the new The Voice and The Brave.
On Fox, it's a new Lucifer, then Eclipse's ex-lover returns on The Gifted.
Dun, dun, dun. On the CW, Kara and Alex head home to Midvale on a new Supergirl, and then we get a new Valor.
Freeform is showing Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, the only time Robert Pattinson was cute.
Right. On AMC, we get new Ride with Norman Reedus, The Truth About Wonder Woman on Robert Kirkman's Secret History of Comics.
Disney XD, it's a new Star versus the Forces of Evil.
On FX, we get Furious 7.
FXX on The Simpsons. Grandpa gets $106,000 to pass out. Bart goes for class president, and Bart the murderer, the best, best one of them ever.
On Nickelodeon, Thunderman's cast on the premiere of Paradise Run.
BBC America on your Voyager marathon. The Borg reassimilate 7 of 9. Janeway battles the Borg queen, and Paris and Torres wed.
Aww. On Sci-Fi, we get a Futurama marathon.
Yeah, it's still got some time. Discovery Family Channel. What? It's a new My Little Pony and then Cake Boss, if you're interested in that. If you like ponies, you like cake.
Sure. Who doesn't? On Oxygen, Dahmer on Dahmer, a serial killer speaks.
I was messed up. TNT, it's a new Cinderella.
On TV One, we get a new For My Man and Thou Shalt Not.
USA WWE Monday Night Raw.
On VH1, we get a new Love and Hip Hop and Scared Famous.
Ooh, but we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because Jen has no idea her insane sister's twin 15-year-old daughters plan to murder her after she adopts them.
What?
Haley Duff and Grace Van Dien star in Bad Twin.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
JJ is horrified when he discovers the identity of the person he shot. Abe receives devastating news, not as bad as "you've been shot." Sonny and Sam find Will. So Will listened to me on Friday and did not get shot. Rafe turns up the heat on Susan, who now worries she might get shot since that's going around. So if you got the playbill, that means JJ's shot Theo. And Rudy is just inconsolable. Hashtag Chabby forever.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
Indeed we do. But how can you not love a company who had a Black Friday sale every week? That is, they never have any sale items in the store, just like it was Black Friday. My local Circuit City was even kind enough to build its new store several feet into the property set that had been set aside decades before for Bay Area transit trains to expand. Remote also start devices cost less than Best Buy there, but I was unhappy to have purchased one since the gym in that location now just couldn't help me when mine started glitching. That is from Zach Mann. There's a ton of Circuit City stories I could tell you, but the only one that matters is that's where I met the Flinstress. Aw. But if you're dying to hear more Circuit City stories from back in the day, by all means, drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. I mean, those missives never grow old, do they?
Okay, you know what it's like. You're flicking through Amazon or the local DVD shop when suddenly you discover a film that you haven't seen in years, but which you remember as being legendary. A purchase is hastily made, you invite friends over, make popcorn and settle down to watch this classic. But then it becomes apparent that your mind has double-crossed you, and that this film is frankly awful. Soon your friends have deserted you, your boss says he has to let you go, and even your dog won't come when you call. How did it go so wrong? Well, in the interests of public harmony, a new podcast, I Saw That Years Ago, sets out to watch the old films that your memory has convinced you are brilliant, but which in reality could be anything but. So join me, your host Martin Darkley, and my compatriot, Gentleman Joe, as we watch the old films so you don't have to. Find us at www.isawthatyearsago.com or on iTunes.
Hey, this is Katie Sackhoff, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Yep. You certainly are. And if that doesn't make your anti-Friday the 13th better, right, nothing on God's green earth is going to. All right, what did everybody else go see since we was busy?
Well, this week's 10, last week's 26, they opened in a lot more theaters. Lady Bird came out. It made just about $1 million, which is up 242% since last week. And it's made a little over $1.7 million.
You ready for the real crazy wonderfulness?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's in 33 more theaters. So it's in 37 theaters now.
Wow.
Whoa, this week's 9 was last week's 6. Happy Death Day, another 1.3 million. It's made 54.9 in 5 weeks on a $4.8 million budget. Okay, I got to get really drunk if I have to watch this.
Yeah, people went to see the big movies and like nothing else. This week's 8, last week's 7, Blade Runner 2049 hanging around a little bit, made $1.4 million. It's put up $88 million U.S. on a budget of $150.
This week's 7, last week's 5, Birthday Boys, Geostorm, made $1.5 million. It's made $31.6 in 4 weeks and a $120 million budget. I hope someone needed a write-off.
Right? This week's 6, last week's 4, Tyler Perry's Boo 2, A Madea Halloween. People are still going to see that to the tune of $2 million. It's made almost $46 million on a budget of $25 million.
This week's 5, last week's 3, Jigsaw. $3.4 million. It's made $34.3 million in 3 weeks on a $10 million budget. Yeah, he'll be back next year.
Huh. This week's 4, last week's 2. I do still want to see this. A Bad Mom's Christmas. $11.5 million this week. Made about $40 million on a budget of $28 million.
This week's 3 is a new one. Murder on the Orient Express. $28.2 million just so people could watch that mustache move in real time. It's a budget of $55 million. It'll need legs, but I'm hearing some wonky reviews.
Hmm. This week's 2 is new. Daddy's Home 2.
Will Answering Ferrell, all the questions. All
yeah. $30 million on a budget of $69 million.
Come on, people. Why? The number one movie in America is still Thor Ragnarok, making $56.6 million. $211.5 million in 2 weeks and a budget of $180 million. Well done. And yes, that's Thanos' ship, because damn it, Loki took the Tesseract. Oops. Spoilers.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world. From a geeky point of view, Hasbro has made a bid to take over Mattel Toys.
What?
In a deal that would bring together two of the world's biggest toy manufacturers.
Yeah, into a monopoly.
Well, come on, look at all the other companies that make toy. Okay. Thanks to licensing deals with Disney along with their film franchises at Paramount Pictures like Transformers and G.I. Joe, Hasbro has leveraged a Hollywood presence and turned into just a fuel for toy sales, which they're now worth $11.4 billion, where Mattel's only worth $4.8 billion, so obviously they can't make it. The two companies have issued responses saying they do not comment on rumors of speculation. Now, with that, with the bankruptcy of Toys R Us and stuff and the industry struggling, yeah, it's time for a toy monopoly to rise. It's going to happen. Now, Hasbro's tried before in 96 and 2015, but this time it could happen. And that means we could get the greatest toy movies ever. Hot Wheels Transformers, Barbie and the Beast, or dare I dream it, just Marvel versus DC.
Oh, snap.
Because those toys are on opposite companies.
Oh, Well, sports geeks, Adidas has unveiled the official match ball to be used at the 2018 FIFA World Cup, where the United States will not be, in Russia. The ball is the reimagining of the cult classic ball that was used at the 1970 World Cup. Adidas' head of design also revealed that the new ball includes a microchip. You're probably thinking, why are you talking about this on GRD? Well, here comes the tech. It allows the speed and trajectory of the ball to be tracked and analyzed. The new panel structure and inclusion of the chip have taken the innovation and design to a new level. You'll be able to tell, like, if the ball actually cross the line. Yes, they have instant replay now and all kinds of stuff like that they can use, but it's pretty cool. And you think about like the science project, school project opportunities, if you have that trajectory. So, inevitably, they'll invent an app where like you get a notification anytime a goal is scored anywhere in the world. Crazy.
I don't know. There's a lot of football going on all over the world.
Yeah.
That's a lot of be blowing up my phone. Mortal Kombat studio NetherRealms have announced that joining the previously announced The Atom for Injustice 2 Electric Boogaloo for downloadable content will be the Enchantress, who we saw in the damn fine film Suicide Squad. And, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are going to be there as well. What? The Turtles have appeared in a number of comic book crossovers in recent years, including the Batman one earlier this year. But this is the first time that Leonardo and the gang will appear beside Batman and the crew in an actual video game.
Sounds like a Lego movie.
Really? It's just at this point, it's just, well, since everybody's merging. You can find the trailer in the notes that shows the cool CGI cutscene. It doesn't show how they'll all work together, but they've never released 6 playable characters on a downloadable content pack. So there's the possibility the Turtles play as a pack, and you get to choose one of them, and the other three sort of jump
like
in and help.
Tag in and out? So that would be interesting.
That would be. There's no idea. Now, the Turtles have been in a fighting game before, the early 90s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters, which made it to the consoles, and that only makes me want Casey Jones as a character in the new one all the more. The characters will also be included in the Ultimate Edition of the game, so if you haven't picked up Injustice 2 yet, just wait, because that's what we do now. We wait a year, and we get the complete full version of the game. You know, the dialogue between Mikey and Darkseid is going to be worth the price of admission alone.
That's interesting. So we've played this fun game before, thinking about all the technology that we have now that was things that they hypothesized in Star Trek. You think of the communicator and, I mean, yes, we don't have a teleporter, but 3D printing and just iPads and all these kinds of things, right? But what we would really, really, really like to see some more of is medical tools, because they definitely had some good advancements. We don't have all of the tricorder and everything that they had in Star Trek, but it's in its late stages of research. This MicroMend from Kaito Tech Medical is essentially a specialized tool that attaches to your skin like a bandage, and I'm acting this out with my hand as if you can see.
It's a vid cast.
Right. It has, it basically like attaches to two sides of a wound and then sticks it together somehow and like makes it like go back together, and it holds the skin in place so it can fuse. There's nothing to like insert or remove, and it's not extra painful. You're not piercing the skin, so like it's a lot less chance of getting any kind of infection because of the wound. It's just you're not like traumatizing already damaged tissue. It can suture every part of the wound, so it's pretty kind of cool. It's like a smart bandage of sort, and it's done really well in clinical trials, and they have tested it on pigs because they have very similar skin to humans. So yeah, I mean, it's not cellular microsutures, exoscalpels, sonic separators, the dermal regenerator, cytoplasmic stimulation, or even the damn visor, but it is a step in the right direction, and we can step out of the Middle Ages and stop randomly drilling holes in people's skulls.
Disney chairman Bob Iger announced in an investor call that Disney is developing a live-action Star Wars series for the Disney streaming service, expected to launch in 2018. This is according to Ben Fritz of the Wall Street Journal, who tweeted this in a very weirdly worded message that made it sound like it would be based on Monsters, Inc. and High School Musical. Because it said, yeah, Disney streaming service has live-action Star Wars show, Monsters, Inc., High School Musical. Like, okay, what? No, he means there will be actual shows on each one of these things on Disney streaming network.
Still weird.
Still a little bit weird.
One of the things that makes Star Wars great is that there's not, you know what I mean? There's not oversaturated market of everything Star Wars.
Did you not hear that Disney owns it now?
Yeah.
So there's no further information about the reported series was given. Whether it has any connection to the series that George Lucas said he was developing prior to Disney's purchase of Lucasfilm? No idea. Okay, the one that conspiracy theorists believe they actually filmed episodes for and that they were going to wait like 20 years before they released it. Good luck on that. Yeah, and he actually wrote the prequels way back when. The news comes on the heels of Disney's announcement that Star Wars The Last Jedi director Rian Johnson would create an entirely new Star Wars film trilogy after our current one ends, because again, go listen to Weird Al's Yoda. So here is your chance, Disney, and a way to tap into that Game of Thrones crowd. If you're going to make a live-action series, you need to do Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You're welcome. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, Nice State 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Just anywhere in the Old Republic. It doesn't have to be an actual translation of Knights. Just the Old Republic. Give it. Make it happen. Go to youtube.com/geekradiodaily and see all kinds of cool things. And hey, I'm very serious. There will be a Sweetly this week, but it won't be what you think. So just deal with it. Ooh, yeah, drop a note on podcast at geekradiodaily.com. That's a teaser, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
You are all weirdos.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Send check or money order to the address on your screen.
Good night, suckers.
I got responsibilities now.
Sponsibilities?
That means I'm not allowed to have fun anymore for the rest of my life.
Hey, what's with the kid?
Hands off the material.
What do you know? The kid's tough.
He's got spunk.
I wonder if he is lucky also. Pick a horse, kid. Shelbyville Downs, third race. Make it a good one.
Eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts. Ah, okay. Let's see. Hey, wait a minute, you little punk. Eat my shorts is in the fifth race. I said the third race.
Don't have a cow.
Don't have a cow in the third. Put a deuce on him. While we are waiting to see how lucky you are, let me show you around. This is our bar, and over there is our slot machine and card tables.
Cool.
Hey, boss, here's the call for the third race.
As they come out of the turn, it's suffering succotash by a neck over Yabba Dabba Doo. Two lengths back to eight, I stinker, and that's all, folks. I am what I am, can see them all. But here comes Don't Have a Cow flying on the outside and at the wire. It's all Don't Have a Cow!
Hey, I like this kid. I can't believe we were going to shoot him. Can you mix drinks?
I don't know.
I'll have a Manhattan.
Make legs a Manhattan.
I'm not sure.